The eighth in the series of our 24 teams in 24 days today is with O'Brien Bennett, the head coach of UNICA. Coach, good morning. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me.
We appreciate it, Coach. I heard some noise in the background. Am I to assume that you're at school and practice getting ready to start?
Well, we've been practicing for about an hour and a half right now, so we've been going since 7:30 this morning.
Yeah. When does school get underway? I guess that would change things, would it not?
It does. We teachers go back to 6, and the students come back to 13th, and so then we're going to have to go in the afternoon. But we've been going in the morning trying to stay out of the heat, and then trying to let the kids get on with their days, be able to have jobs, be able to have a summer. So that's been a big point of emphasis for us. As we get in, we get out, and you've got your full day still ahead of you.
Boy, you've got your feet under you this year, don't you, Coach? I mean, coming in last year, first year, now you kind of know a little bit more about how things go and the schedule and all that, so that has to make it easier.
Well, it does. It does. You know, getting up here, getting to know the kids, getting to know the community, getting a good quality coaching staff in place, and it's slowed down a little bit this year as far as the learning curve. Last year, you know, it was, for all of us, it was a very steep learning curve getting out here and learning, again, meeting the kids, getting to know with the kids, getting to know what they could do. We were still talking kids out of the hallways this time last year, you know, trying to get them to come out and play and even up through the first week of school. So this year we've got pretty good familiarity with the players, met and gotten involved in the community, been out there. And, of course, you know, me and my family are settling in here and really enjoying it.
Coach, this is the first time in a long time that I've looked at the schedule, seeing you guys have your first game in 3 weeks and thought, holy cow, is it here already? I'm almost always like everybody else thinking, good Lord, is it ever going to get here? Is it ever going to get here? But I know for you guys, while you're excited about the game and you can't wait for it to get here, I'm guessing just like just about every coach I've ever asked this question to, the season gets here awful fast for you guys, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. I mean, it seems like it gets faster and faster every year. You know, we took a look at it and we wrote down, we try to plan our practices well in advance, and so we took a look and we wrote down the dates we had until we play North Green, and it was like, shoot, how are we going to fit everything in? You know, how are we going to be ready that fast? Where did the summer go? I guess every teacher and every student says that, though.
You mentioned North Green. Now, that game will be played at North Green, correct?
Yes, sir. That's going to be at North Green. We're getting new bleachers and bathroom renovations, and we're getting a lot of facilities upgrades done here. Which is a blessing, and so we had to trade a home gate for that, but that's a big return on investment there for us. So
yeah.
Losing one home gate, but getting a lot of facilities upgrades that I think we needed make the place look better, feel better, and match the atmosphere of what's going on in the school. We got a lot of good things going on in the school, and we wanted our facilities to match that.
Well, you mentioned those community events, that Man Maker Mondays. I saw you tweet something about that the other day. What's that all about?
Well, we our goal as a football program, and any football program at the high school level especially, is going to be to support the mission of the school. And the mission of UNICA High School is to grow students into people who are going to be community leaders who are ready to continue their education. And so we want to support that mission. And as part of that, we want our kids to, when they come into the program, we want to focus on the whole player. We want to focus not just on the athlete, but we want to focus on the academic side, and we want to focus on the personal side and prepare them for success when they leave us. And so over the course of the offseason, Manmaker Mondays was one of them. We had our themes each day. We had Manmaker Mondays, Toughness Tuesdays, Wednesdays, WINS days, and then fourth quarter Thursdays. And each of those days had a different emphasis. In that Manmaker Monday, we wanted to teach them skills like how to tie a tie, or how to manage their time, or how to properly study, as well as things along the lines of how to be a good leader. You know, what are qualities of a good leader? Who are people you follow? And so we wanted to get feedback from the players. You know, who are people you follow? Who are people you look up to? Why do you do it? Well, how can you become a leader like that in a positive direction? Wow. How can you be a leader in your community? How can you go out and make the world a better place? And so if you don't teach it, kids don't know it. And so we wanted to make sure that this is something that's part of our end goal. And if it's part of our end goal, if it's part of the harvest that we want to reap, then we need to be sowing seeds all year on that.
Wow. What was your major in college?
Economics.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
hey, Coach, I'm guessing you're not a stooped over old man like me and Bobby are.
I'm getting there, man. I feel it.
Hey, enjoy the ride, man.
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, watch out for those potholes.
I want to know what the tire thing is.
And that's kind of where I was getting to.
Okay.
When we were in, I know when I was in high school, in Morristown, we had civics classes.
Yeah.
Where you learned certain things. You learned, of course, about local and on up in government, that sort of thing. But we also learned things like how to balance a checkbook, and we learned how to, there were things like that we learned. And
you
those,
can do that?
Well, I used to be able to do that.
You know, we're cramming a whole lot into the school day right now. You can get a better education right now than you can ever get before. But a lot of things like how to tie. Type into Google how to and see what pops up under their automatic search. You know, that's what people really want to know how to do.
Yeah.
So, we try to teach them those things and, you know, we went into a little bit of finance and we went into a time management because a lot of people say that, you know, hey, I didn't have time for this. I didn't have time for homework. I didn't have time for practice. I didn't have time to go to workouts. I don't have time to get a job. And in reality, when you sit down and you break down your day, and you're 168 hours in a week, and you look at what you actually spend it on, reality, you do have time. So what's really happening is when you say, I don't have time for that, in most cases, you're just saying it's not a priority to me. Because if it were a priority for you, you do have time in your day to do it, and you're spending that time doing something else.
And
so we emphasize that, you know, you're either going to spend time, you're going to waste time, or you're going to invest time. There's nothing wrong with spending the time doing things that you enjoy that create value for you. But what we don't want to do is pass up our time investment and time that we can spend on things, you know, spending it on your family or investing it in learning. We don't want to waste time at the expense of the other things that we want to do.
And that was one of
our Man-Maker Mondays.
And I know that winning and being successful on the field is huge to you guys. And I know that is a priority for this football team. But I got to tell you, Coach, I absolutely love the fact that you realize it's not the only thing.
Good stuff.
I think kudos to you. I think that's outstanding. Good for you for that.
It's good to have an administration that believes that too. Because if the administration, to them winning is the only thing, then we don't get to do these things.
Right.
Now, I'm a believer that winning is a co-product of doing these things, but like you said, it's not the end result. But having an administration at the school and at the county level that says, come out here and help our community, help our kids, help better their lives, and win some games, you know, if you can, and develop that and hopefully get to winning more games year over year over year. Having an administration that's going to have that kind of patience that allows us to do that stuff is definitely a blessing.
Wasn't this, you talked about getting players out of the halls last year to come play football for you. Didn't we later in the year do a thing where you were trying to get some equipment to put together? I mean, obviously the numbers are going up. How's that working?
We had a little bit more success than we anticipated there. And,
really?
We had a helmet shortage. We had several kids, even going into the first ball games who were practicing without helmets, going through non-contact drills to make sure that they could learn the mental aspect of the game.
Oh.
And, we had the community and really the state really stepped up and helped us out there. There was a team, Trinity Christian out of Jackson, Tennessee, that sent us 10 helmets and we got them on the kids' heads that week and they were ready to go. And fortunately, they were similar enough in color to ours. I don't know that anybody noticed the difference.
Wow.
So people stepped up all over the state, and it really emphasized to our kids, you know, we've been telling them that you reap what you sow. And so we did our community service. We wanted to emphasize that as a point of leadership. But when we did our community service, giving back to the community, you know, we were sowing the seeds of kindness. And sure enough, when we were in need, we reaped a harvest of kindness from all sorts of other people around the state, around the community. And it was really a blessing. It was a blessing to us as a coaching staff, but also a blessing to our players to really see that in action, that you reap what you sow.
Well, Brian Bennett, head coach of UNAIC, you mentioned that coaching staff. Who's on with you this year, Coach?
We've got Zach Naylor. He's our defensive coordinator, linebackers coach, and offensive line coach, and he's doing a heck of a job for us. I told him when I hired him, I said, you know, he was here, but when we kept him, I said, when we do our job at the highest level, said, here's our goal, is that we can go to the concession stand during a ball game and let the kids coach themselves up with their own team leaders, call the plays, and still win a ball game. And so this season during 7-on-7, he just sat back and said, hey, Coach, watch this. And we watched drives on 7-on-7. We didn't have to say a word to them because they were coaching each other up. They were calling the defense. They were calling the coverage. And so the fact that he's doing that and he's got him there, man, that speaks a lot to him. We've got Jeremy Sommers. He's coaching our defensive line and running backs. He's a new addition. He's a unique guy. He knows the community. He's a real high character guy, knows his stuff. We've got Jake Jones, and Jake is coaching our wide receivers and defensive backs. And again, he's doing a phenomenal job for us. We don't have the numbers in the coaching staff, but we make up for it in the quality. Those guys are outstanding human beings. First and foremost, they're great teachers, but all of that, their teaching ability, their character, that translates into being a high quality football coach. And those guys are it.
Let's talk about some of those players, and I guess on offense, what the heck. Let's start at quarterback with John Boy Ramsey. He's a good one, isn't he?
He is. He's a real good one. He's a good one in the classroom. He's a good one on the field. He's a returning All-State player for us, threw for over 2,000 yards last year, 20-some touchdowns to only 6 interceptions. And that goes to show you how intelligent he is. He's, like I said, he's a 4.0 kid. He's a big kid, has a real good arm, but he places the ball very, very well. What his emphasis this offseason has been developing as a leader, and he's really stepped in and embraced that role, being a vocal leader on our team, because he's a competitor. He's as competitive as anybody I know, but we wanted him to step into his role as a leader and pick up everybody around him and lead him forward and not just worry about the competition, because, you know, as a competitor, when things go bad, me, myself included, we have to sit there and we have to control ourselves and say, hey, even though I'm upset, I'm going to coach them up on how to do their job right. And so John Boy is really a coach on the field. And he sees the defense, understands the defense. And so when he comes to the sidelines, when he says, hey, coach, we can do this, I say, all right, let's do it, because I know that he sees it and he understands it.
That's that magic moment you see in almost all of those inspirational football movies. At some point, the player will look at the coach and say, no, coach,
I got this.
I want the ball. We can do this. And, of course, in the movie, they always do. But you sound like you've got the confidence in your guy that you're going to get that movie ending from him. If he tells you he could do it, he's going to go out there and do it.
Oh, when he says he's going to do it, I believe him.
That's good. So,
and we've got a lot of kids that are stepping into that role. We've got a lot of seniors coming back, but we're still relatively young at a lot of positions. Our offensive line, we're returning 3 starters there. One of them's a sophomore, Colby Jones. And Colby's done a great job. He's one of 6 guys that we've had this offseason who have 100% at every workout, every practice, every time the doors are open or we're doing a team activity, those guys are there. So we've had, and that's 94 activity. That's 94 days. That's 100% through 94 days. Nick Shell, Colby Jones, Nathaniel Oaks, Jordan Day, Sidney Robertson, and Nick Bowers have done that for us. But on the O-line, we've got Athan Hughes and Drew Stanley returning at left tackle and left guard. Those guys are seniors, and they're stepping into that leadership role. At center, we've got Colby Jones. He's a sophomore. And the whole right side of our line is going to be made up of sophomores. But these guys are intelligent. They're hardworking. And they're 3 of those guys are a part of that 100% group. And so they've been in the weight room all offseason. I expect them to play above sophomore level this year, and Nathaniel Oaks and Jordan Day. Those guys are phenomenal human beings, and I'm not sure I could be here 100% for 94 days.
Yeah, exactly.
And so those guys have been outstanding in this offseason. And really, their leadership by example has picked up the entire team. We've got a tight end coming back this year that we did manage to get out of the hallways. He played as a freshman but hadn't played as a sophomore or junior. And that's Tyler Burke, and he'll also be at defensive tackle for us. We've got Nick Bowers and Logan Benway and Aaron Carr in our backfield. And Logan Benway is a guy who last year he split carries at running back, got some good quality reps, but he's another guy that's in the weight room, has just blossomed. He's a guy, he's like a 98% guy as far as his attendance. I think he missed a day because he was sick, so he didn't quite hit 100, but he was at 98% attendance. And he's stepped into that leadership role, and he's built his strength, built his speed, worked his tail off this offseason. And he's a guy, again, I think that he may catch some people by surprise, because I firmly believe you reap what you sow, and he's doing the right things for us.
And a lot of these guys are going to play on both sides of the ball, aren't they, Coach? And you've already mentioned a few of them that are going to play both ways.
We're looking at right now, we're trying to two-platoon our lines.
Okay.
I think with the offensive and defensive lines, having fresh bodies there, having depth there is key. And so we're trying our best to two platoon our lines, but those skill guys, they can go both ways and not suffer too much for it. So we're going to two platoon the lines and then play the skill guys. And so we've got, at our skill positions, we've got Devin Jarrett, returning at wide receiver. He had, 500 and some yards receiving last year for us. He's another guy that's really stepped into a leadership role this offseason. And he can fly. And last year he was our slot receiver. He was a guy that we'd get the ball to in space and let him make things happen. He's put on 20 pounds this offseason and not lost a step of speed. So we're looking for big things from him. Already mentioned Nick Bowers. Nick Shell's another 100% attendance guy. He's just a sophomore. Last year he walked in as a 120-pound freshman. This year he's going to step on the field as a 160-pound wide receiver who's a step faster. So he's put on a lot of weight, put on a lot of strength, worked his tail off. We've got Reed Taylor coming back. He's a senior and, he made a lot of plays for us. He can do a lot of things. He threw two touchdown passes for us last year. So he's coming back there and, Matthew Powers, Bryson Street, Daniel Sherrill. Daniel Sherrill is a freshman who has really stepped up for us, as well as Devin Ramsey, John Boy's little brother. He came in, and during 7-on-7, those guys look really good. So we're excited seeing what they can do this week in pads. And Bryson Street's a guy that we moved to wide receiver. He's a big kid, you know, probably know him as a linebacker, tough-nosed, old-school guy. And so we're looking to have a 6'2", 215 kid out there wide and, you know, who's a willing blocker, a good receiver who's got deceptive speed. So we're excited to see what he does as he learns our passing system.
Coach,
defensively, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Okay. Defensively, we got Brandon Smith and Aaron Carr returning at the defensive end. And Aaron and Brandon are guys, again, who have been working their tails off this offseason. They're two of the strongest kids we have on the team. But they're also athletic. Aaron's the fastest kid we've got on the team, and he's going to be playing at the end position. Sydney Robertson, she surprised me. So when she came out, we've got two young ladies on the team, Sandra Darby and Sydney Robertson, and they have been phenomenal, to say the least. They're coachable. They ask questions. They want to know and they want to do everything the right way. And Sydney has really, she's starting a defensive tackle for us because she's one of our stronger players. She understands everything and she's disciplined because she came in kind of as a blank slate, didn't have any bad habits and learned how to do things the right way. And she's just tough. And so that was real surprising, at least to me. But, we've got those guys on the defensive line. At linebacker, we've got Nick Bowers, Bryson Street, and Logan Bimway. And then, in our secondary, we've got Daniel Sherrill, Devin Ramsey, Devin Jarrett, Reed Taylor, with Matthew Powers coming in there. He's competing for a job. He's another guy that's worked his tail off this offseason. He's worked his tail off for two off seasons for us. And, he's seeing the benefits. He's added weight. He's added speed. And so we just got to get that translate on the football field for him because he again is working his tail off. And I'm excited to see how his senior season goes.
Sydney was on the team last year, wasn't she, Coach?
Sandra was.
Sydney came out
this offseason when she said, man, I wish I'd played. And I had her in math class this year. She said, I wish I'd played. I wish I'd played. I wish I'd played. I said, come out. You got one last chance.
Yeah.
You know, going into your senior year, come out and play. we've got Sandra on the team. We've got a plan on how you deal with girls in the locker room, et cetera. And it's different, but it's good.
Okay. Did they grow up with a lot of brothers, or they just like to play the game?
Okay. Sandra's got a brother on the team, Charlie Darby.
Yeah, okay.
And he's a sophomore running back for us. But Sydney, she just likes to play the game.
That's
she wanted
fun.
To come out and be a part of it, and she did. And she hadn't. I mean, she missed a day, and she came in and she made it up. And she's gotten great weightlifting form. She's got she's pretty strong. I mean, surprisingly strong. I guess I say surprisingly, but she came out there and we put her in pads in the spring, and she was. I mean, honestly, in pads, you wouldn't have known that there was a girl lined up because she was that physically tough. She was that physically prepared to play the game of football. And I guess I'm just old in the sense that it surprised me.
Yeah.
But she's come out. I'm proud as heck of her. She's and Sandra because they've done a great job.
It's outstanding.
Coach, we've got the NFL Hall of Fame game is 1 week from tonight.
Yeah.
And as of next Thursday, we will not have a weekend without football until the Super Bowl. I guess the weekend before the Super Bowl.
Well, that's Pro Bowl.
Yeah, we got bowl games that week. So, yeah. So I know you guys are 3 weeks out, but football season is officially pretty much amongst us. And while your season starts in 3 weeks, I know you to be a football fan, so you've got to feel that fever now. And as we move towards that first game of the year, I hope that the enthusiasm you're showing now, I hope that's something that you and your team is able to carry with you through the whole season, because talking to you has been inspirational.
Yeah, you're a breath of fresh air.
You're fired up, man, and I love that.
Good stuff.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you.
Coach, we appreciate you. Anything else we can do, let us know. We'll be following you all year. We appreciate your time this morning so much.
All right, hey, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Good luck, Coach.
All right, appreciate it.
How about that?
That's good stuff.